It's Grody time, and that means it's time for Mark Grody with Mully and Haw.
Bears.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's that one guy with that one song. It's Grody time! Always a joy to talk to Mark Grody, and he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo! Your hometown tire. Check them out, Aturo.com. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mully. Good morning, Haw. How are you guys doing on this fine Friday?
Doing well.
Yeah, we live the dream, and we are very excited at all the possibilities in the world. And since today is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and IDOT, it's not a game, Illinois.com. I think you're the perfect guest, Mark, to take us home with this Bears vision you have, how it unfolds, what happens, how much better they are running the ball. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
This will be the first, if we're going to jump ahead here in the segment, this will be the first time, I think, in 3 weeks on this show, the Mully and Haw Show, because this is the only place that I reveal Bears picks. It's the only place that I do it. And I do think this will be the first, no, I'm serious, this will be the first time in 3 weeks that I am picking the Bears to win, despite everything. And there's a lot, and you guys have been talking about a lot this morning, but I do think that this is the week that the Bears get back on the board and even up their record, and things will start to feel better. Not fixed,
wow,
but feel better.
You're so excited.
Yeah.
You wanted to throw that in at the beginning of your segment rather than at the end, so we're not building toward anything. The suspense is over now.
Well, yeah. I thought Mully kind of led me into it.
Okay.
He said that I got all the special things. I just go with the flow. You know, I'm not, you know, I got to go with the flow.
Let's go back to Thursday, Mark. I felt like you did ask a very good question, and you put Shane Waldron on the spot a little bit, and I don't think he answered it adequately. You wanted to know where Matt Eberflus ends and Shane Waldron begins, essentially, on Sundays, and if the head coach has veto power over the offensive coordinator. Why did you ask that, and what did you think about the answer?
Yeah, I asked the question, David, because that's what the Bears have been showing us and telling us. That is specifically that Matt Eberflus, the head coach of the Bears, who we all agreed coming into the season felt more comfortable, felt more confident, felt more authoritative, that he is more involved in the offense. HBO Hard Knocks showed us that. Like, it almost seemed, and this doesn't mean bad, but blatantly showed us that Matt Eberflus is a teacher, that he's going to sit and he's going to have these, and that's great. That's fine. I have no issue with Matt Eberflus taking more control of the offense and sitting there and reviewing tape with Caleb Williams, but come game day, when Caleb Williams is into the 50s in terms of throwing passes in a close football game, my point in asking the question was, is there a point, excuse me, where Matt Eberflus says, hey, let's tone it down a little bit, let's run the football a little bit, or you know what, I don't like the idea of that play on fourth and one. Is Matt Eberflus truly involved in the offensive conversation? And if he is he using his voice? This is, you know, it's a fragile point in the season right now because of the high expectations to win. You have a new offensive coordinator who, I haven't given up on Shane Waldron, but there's no way to suspect or to expect that he has this thing down yet. So I just wondered if there is any collaboration going on and if the head coach is using his rightful veto power. And you're right, David, we didn't really get an answer out of it other than, I mean, there was some substance to it where he said that, yeah, there are certain situations where Matt Eberflus, from a defensive perspective, says, hey, this is what you could look for, use that information based on this. But it just felt like there were times against Indianapolis where Shane Waldron could have used a little help from the head coach.
We'll get to the details of your pick, but I also picked the Bears. And part of that was a kind of a response to some of the situation with the Rams, right? I mean, it's not necessarily looking at the Bears as a dominant team, although they're good defensively, they'll be good defensively at home. but it's all of the problems that the Rams bring with them. Three offensive linemen out, both of their wide receivers, excellent wide receivers out. They still have the coach. They still have the quarterback. I wish I felt more confident in the Bears' running game, and I wish I heard a little bit more about that out of the offensive coordinator, who I think he attempted to explain why they're running out of the shotgun, particularly inside the 5-yard line, but I don't know if that didn't ring hollow to me.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of, you know, I guess essentially making it more comfortable down there for Caleb Williams, allowing him the possibility and the space with which to run if he needs to. I just think it's and what we don't know precisely is, Molly, how comfortable is Caleb Williams with it? You know, because Caleb Williams is going to give an answer of, you know, he is along for whatever the Bears, whatever situations they're putting him in. I don't think that Caleb Williams is at the point where he's imposing his will. I have a feeling that day will come when he gets better. But yeah, right now, I don't know that Shane Waldron is going to change that. Like, I think that that's a comfort zone for him. I don't know if all the criticism that has hit him this week will wake him up, or if part of the meetings that they seem to have had this week to, you know, communicate will change that. But yeah, I mean, I was a little bit miffed with the answer too, but it just sounds like there's a comfort zone there.
We don't want Mark miffed. We do not want that. A mad Grody is not a good Grody. So Grody,
don't miff me. Don't miff me.
Tell me this. When you were listening to Mercedes Lewis talk about the need for the coaches to stop walking on eggshells, his words, not mine, and how this isn't Pop Warner, and they have dudes in the locker room, meaning veterans who can take hard coaching, which apparently they're not getting. What went through your mind, and how tenuous is this situation?
A couple things went through my mind. Number one, wow, that is some serious honesty coming out of the big dog, Mercedes Lewis, telling us what's up and what's going on. So my first thing was, wow, this is substantive. This is very real stuff. Now, I had maybe some of the same reaction that you guys had and your listeners, in that, oh man, we got a coach that was walking on eggshells, that's afraid to get in the face. Like, what is going on here? So yeah, I get that part. However, my biggest takeaway from it was, good catch. Good job. 3 games into the season. Like, this could have never been spoken, and on many rosters, it never would have. Everybody would have just let it be. Lucky for the Bears, they have a strong enough leadership group, apparently, led by Mercedes Lewis, that was able to stomp this out in week 3 when it's not too late. So I actually think, like, we could talk about this. It's terrible that Shane Waldron is like this, and how could you hire a guy that's going to be afraid? That's fine. I am open to those arguments, but the biggest thing you should be feeling is, this is fantastic. This is great. 3 weeks into the season, as opposed to, this is usually something like Bears-wise, if it was a normal Bears season, it would be week 14 when we found this out, and the Bears, the season would have been wasted, and they'd be telling us, there'd be whispers about the offensive coordinator not being afraid of his players, and we'd all be kicking that around. Hopefully this solves a problem, as opposed to just talking about it. That he was honest with Waldron, and he was honest with the media when the question was asked. So net overall, this is a win for the Bears, believe it or not.
I'm curious, when you heard from just the injury list, with the idea that Kevin Byard now has a back, the idea that Roma Dunze was limited with a hip injury, Andrew Billings, goodness gracious.
That's the one, Molly.
Well, that is just hard to believe, because you're already without Zach Pickens. You've been without him forever. I don't know that they're not comparable, but I'm just saying his backup is out anyway. Can you afford to lose him? I mean, does the new injury list scare you?
Yeah, it does. I was sitting in my cubicle out at Hallis Hall, sitting next to Adam Hogue, and when that thing came out, he and I looked at each other like, oh man, Billings. And what I said to him was, Bears don't need this. They got their hands full with the offense. It was like, I always use the analogy, like, they're the defense is the good child. Like, you can't screw up. We got enough issues with the offense and the problems that are there. So yeah, if Andrew Billings is out, they're essentially down to Byron Cowart for that spot right there. And we all know how good Andrew Billings has been as far as Byard, not as essential, but he's obviously a big time captain out there and a good player. So let's see how good Jonathan Owens is. If he has to be in there, Elijah Hicks could get some time as well. But yeah, those are concerning. I will tell you guys that, you guys know that Keenan Allen is limited. We were told yesterday that we would get to talk to Keenan Allen today, Friday, in the Bears locker room. I'll be out there. So that definitely feels good. It portends well. I know, right? That's the word of this show.
It does.
For Keenan Allen to be playing this week, or at least giving it a try. It was also good that Darnell Wright returned to practice. For some reason, I thought that was going to go the other way all week, and that's not the case. So that's the good news. But, Molly, you nailed it with the Billings thing. That to me was number one with a bullet in terms of the concerns on the injury list.
This segment with the great Mark Grody is brought to you by your local Ford dealer. Shop now at buyfordnow.com. All right, Grody, 30 seconds. Who starts at running back and how effective will he be?
Oh, man. I think that they stick with DeAndre Swift. They really do. The starting in the case of running backs, because they'll use a few guys, I think is relatively ceremonial. I don't think that if they're getting the production out of DeAndre Swift that they would stick with him long. I think we could get a big dose of Roschon Johnson this week. You know, you've been hearing it. It's out there. They know what. And he looked good early. He looked really good early in that game. And for that matter, I'm talking about the Colts game. Swift actually looked good early in the game against the Colts. So let's see if they could actually get it going against a pretty porous Rams defense as well. And I know how porous the Colts supposedly were. So I do think it's Swift, but I think you're going to get a good dosage of Roschon Johnson this week.
Did you pick a score? Or are you just...
I'm going to do it right now, Molly. Okay. I'm going to do it right now.
Okay,
I'm going to do it right now.
Wait, I'm holding my breath.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hold your breath. Haw, hold your breath as well. Now, let's keep in mind, let's make sure we remember, the Rams did beat San Francisco last week. That does ring a little bit true for me. But, hold on.
I'm holding my nose.
The Bears, this whole thing stinks, huh? The Bears will win 24-14 over the Rams. There will be a defensive touchdown for the Bears in this game as well.
Man.
And you want some Caleb numbers?
Please.
Caleb Williams will be 21 of 32 for 214 yards, a touchdown, and an interception.
Wow. Man, you have that really thought this through.
I mean, no, he's got the list in front of him.
He really
knows.
Thought this through,
he's
Brody.
He's been to rehearsal.
I'm thinking it through.
Yes.
I just got back from my Mully and Haw rehearsal guest spot. So, yeah. They tuned me up. They got me warm. They played the tape of the pick six. They're like, here's what the boys have been talking about today. Be careful for Haw. Haw's going to come at you on this. Be ready. Mully is on you. Get ready. So, yeah.
Be ready Sunday, Grody.
We
be next
love
to
you, Mark. You're a great man. Thank you, buddy.
All right. All right. Bye, guys.
See you then.
Talk to you on the pregame.